Saxophone La Nuit, and we're going to listen to the Masego album. Is that right?
Yes.
Masego?
I believe so, yeah.
Just came out March 4th, and first track is called Black Anime. And yeah, Abina recommended to me this album.
Yeah, I recommended this album just because I've been a fan of this man since like 2016 when I heard his first song, Navajo. 2017.
Does he have anything?
It was not his first song, definitely, but I think that's what just really got me into him. But Navajo was the first time I'd heard about him, and I was listening to him. And since then, he's just had hit after hit after hit, like Veg Out, Tato, his remix of Good and Plenty, and then 2020 came, and he came out with this like shorter EP called Studying Abroad. And his whole like theme for that album was just escapism and black travel and black imaginations. And another recommendation that I think we should listen to next week, maybe, or like another week.
Yeah.
Like Studying Abroad is such a great album as well.
Studying Abroad.
Everything he does is just fantastic. This man never misses. I'm not even kidding. And I am really picky about the artists I listen to, so I never say that about anyone. But right. Masego never misses. This is his newest album after Studying Abroad, which came out in 2020. Masego took 3 years to pull out with another album, and I'm glad I waited. It was worth the wait.
It's pretty good. I haven't heard the whole album yet, but we're going to listen to it from start to finish.
It is sensational. So. It is an eponymous album, so you know he put his whole back into it. Like, I know he did.
All right.
If you're going to name an album after yourself, like, you know that's good news.
All right. Well, yeah. Sorry for the rough start anyone tuned in right at 11.
Yeah.
Just had to turn the earphone volumes up. But here we are. Let's play the first track. It's called Black Anime. And we'll be back. But I know you have a lot to say on the topic. So
yeah.
Let's jam a bit to the first track. And then we'll be back.
Back to the paper, bands I make the dance, dollar in the dream, money on my mind. I'm a dancer, cha-cha smooth, pay the ransom. Learn the money dance, must learn the money dance. How we go again? To the left, take it back now, y'all. One half this time, one half this time. And to the right, take it back now, y'all. Cha-cha real smooth, these are
moonlight dreams. Money dance, money dance, money glance, moonlight dreams. Money dance, money things, money dance, moonlight dreams.
When I get her to look my way. Got another dance, make the white folks spin. Got another dance, with the best in the bed. Then I wake up, gotta get back to the vapor. Got to make a dance, dollar in the dream. Money on my mind. I'm a dancer, cha-cha smooth, pay the ransom. Learn the money dance, must learn the money dance. How we go again? To the left. Cha-cha was smooth, these are my
moonlight dreams. Money dance, money things. Money plans, moonlight dreams. Money dance, money things. Money plans, moonlight.
What's up? You're listening to Saxophone La Nuit on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And we're here listening to Masego's new album, self-titled Masego. And yeah, I'm here with Abina in the studio, who recommended to me this album. And I just had the revelation that it's him playing saxophone himself on the album. So, wow.
Like, this is the reason why I follow him, because never, like, before him had I seen someone, like, especially a black artist, just make hip-hop jazz and do all his music by himself with the saxophone, just playing it like it's a guitar. Because you would mostly see people with, like, guitars and pianos and such, but not saxophones, you know? Yeah. And I feel like he just brings a new understanding to the interconnections between genres and how far black creativity can go. You do jazz, you do hip hop, but it doesn't have to be one or the other. And I think Masego really proves that. But back to, like, the actual song itself, Black Anime, I don't know if black this was anime. Fate or whatever, no. But I've been trying to write a paper on black people in anime. And when this album came out and I saw that as the first track, I was like, has he been watching me? Like, is that what's going on? But I ate up that first song. Like, to me, it started off so strong. If I'm listening to Masego, there's always going to be a saxophone, and I was not disappointed. Like, his composition of his music is always so very top tier. Like, the riffs he does with his saxophone, absolute insanity.
So good.
Absolutely insane. He's an incredible, like, saxophone player and composer. And I don't know, there's just certain lines in this song that just get me, like, life is an anime, young Miyazaki. And as someone who's, like, an Afro-Asian, like, connection scholar, just saying something like that, coming from a black artist who does jazz and R&B, those are genres that are really well consumed in East Asia and have been for a while now, but to call himself a young Miyazaki, I just think there's so much to say about that. And honestly, I'm going to cite him in my paper, like, cite the song in my paper, because he's just so cool.
Music should be cited, honestly.
I want to so bad. Because he's album. Right. Life, you know, romanticize your life, but not in a, like, white girl TikTok way. Romanticize your life. Like, make yourself a young Miyazaki. You know, life is an anime, and it can be if you want it to be. Like, he's just that cool.
Sick. Well, yeah, you're here listening to Saxophone La Nuit. And another great album with saxophone, Masego, 2023, March 4th, I think it came out. And yeah, thanks, Abina, for putting me on this album, because, like, holy shit, there's some good tracks on this album. So yeah, we got the, what was it, Cha-Cha Slide sample, or I guess, I don't know, it's not necessarily a sample, but he straight up incorporates that into this. And then next track, Sax Fifth Avenue, is great. And What You Want to Try, I think, also kind of, like, samples something, but I, like, can't figure out what it is, but we'll get there. But let's play the next track.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really like this one. Personal fave.
No, also mine. Yeah. Like, it's so hard to choose a favorite in this album because everything's so good.
It's all good.
Yeah.
I've got $14 in my wallet. Open my case up because I ain't balling you. Not yet. Panorama, you see all the ladies. Saks Fifth Avenue is where they pay me loans for my show. $14 in my wallet. Open my case up, cause I ain't ballin' you. Not yet. Panorama, you see all the ladies. Saks Fifth Avenue is where they pay me loans for my show. Where the money go, yeah. I relocate to the store. Did the hearing minds, will I survive? Playing the game, playing the card. I've got $14 in my wallet. Open my case up, cause I ain't balling you. Not yet. Panorama, you see all the ladies. Saks Fifth Avenue is where they pay me loans for my show.
Doing it for the love won't pay the bills. Love won't buy me a grill. Love won't keep my lights on or fly me to and fro. Somebody put me in the studio, cause I never had a plan B. I see myself on stage with my friends and my family.
Just a bit of love in the room. Radio run, coming soon, soon.
I've got $14 in my wallet, plus one business card, and I'ma call it now. Right now. Trying to get that. I'm in Detroit with Khadijah, lighting feelings, rolling real. It's organic, how we speed through midnight moments, pouring vehicles. 15 minutes of fame, or 15 minutes away from finding love in the way. For is you someone to wait for? Is he trying to stay on the right? Or is he trying to leave the vibe? Take it to the altar if you want to slide. Granny shines dry, baby, make a ride. Is he trying to fall for the night? Or is he trying to fall for life? City full of people, you got option, right? Baskin Robbins, baby, what you want to try? Yeah. What's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor. What's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor. It's a wing, dang, dang. What's that symbol slang? I think she want me for my loot. I think she wanna get some food. So thick, the body make a man commute. I think she wanna 15 minutes of fame, or 15 minutes away from finding love in the way. Form is you someone to wait for? Is he trying to stay on the right? Or is he trying to leave the vibe? Take it to the altar if you wanna slide.
Renaissance try, baby, make a ride.
Is it trying to fall for the night? Or is it trying to fall for life? City full of people, you got options, right?
Baskin Robbins, baby, what you wanna try?
What's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor. What's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor. It's a wing, bang, bang. What's that simple slang?
Recommended this album by Abina, who's in the studio with me tonight. And yeah, we were just talking about what you want to try. The Tom's Diner sample was sick. I didn't know what it was until literally just now. So so good.
I heard
so
it from day one because I'm just like, I don't very often listen to indie music, but like I think Tom's Diner is a real classic by Suzanne Vega. Like whenever it plays in the background, I feel like I'm just sipping a hot coffee in a busy city, at like right before my morning shift. That's what makes me feel like I love it.
Love it. But yeah, that was what you want to try. And now we're listening to Afraid of Water. And we were just talking about kind of my show, Saxophone a la Pyramidi, and the movement from jazz in the 60s and 70s to free jazz improvisation, which kind of led us to contemporary music where we are now with hip-hop and rap. And yeah, it's an important part of music history. Can't forget about jazz in the 60s and 70s. Not even just jazz, but a lot of saxophonists describe themselves as improvisationalists, which I think kind of fits with Masego's theme here. As a saxophonist on his own album, putting in his own solos on the tracks, which is amazing.
I think it's so important to recognize too that he has no featuring from this.
Yeah, I did not know.
Yeah, and he has no featuring on this. It's really just him, his saxophone, and his creativity. Yeah. And I think that's just so very important.
Black excellence.
Black excellence!
So probably like the best thing to bless this Melanin March.
The best I was thing to that bless is Melanin March. Because honestly, what you said about improvisation also got me, because I think it's so important to recognize the fomenting of black music and just how crazy an environment that is in the 60s and 50s especially, with segregation all-time high, still recovering from things like lynching, civil rights movements, and in that time we're finding ways to resist through creativity.
Yeah, and expression. And it's like purest form.
And we need to recognize the linkages all of these black genres have with one another, because none of these artists are communicating with each other. That's the point of it. They're creating networks, creating linkages through music and like other forms of resistance. And I think that's just so important, because you need to know the continuities of black music to truly understand it.
And it's crazy because, so you study geography.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was crazy, like we were talking earlier, how much you know about music also like connected with geography, like
absolutely,
because you study geography you know so much about music history.
I not even because of that, I didn't start actually being in geography until like I went to grad school. I was actually just in area studies in my undergrad. I did contemporary Asian studies, African studies, and diaspora studies. And in doing diaspora studies and African studies, I did like these papers on African music soundscape and diaspora and identity making. And I guess that kind of was a way to kind of compound my knowledge and get me to thinking about the importance of music and movement, music and movement, not just in movement, you know, the importance of music in knowing who you are and who other people are. Because music has always just been a conversation in my house. I've been consuming so many different genres thanks to my mom, who's a big music lover, from 90s R&B and jazz to old Malian and Senegalese 90s music to literally Eminem. She let me consume anything and everything just so I can get that image. Like, so I have a big music understanding thanks to my mom. Shout out black women during this black queer women and black women history month, because it ain't just women's history month, it's black women's history month. Like, let's be very serious. Let's be very serious here. So shout out the number one black woman in my life, my mama, who just gave me so much music knowledge. Yeah.
But yeah, we're on Down in the Dumps now.
Yeah.
Fifth track on the album. But I think you're going to talk about Afraid of the Water.
I did want to talk about Afraid of Water a little bit, but
but we can like, we can come back.
Oh, of course, of course, yeah.
Get on it. Let's finish listening to this track, and we'll be back. I feel like a clown in the funk, clown in the funk. She don't want to love me. Give me a simple, cause I'm an all that. Give me a hammer before I fall back. Down in the dumps, down in the dumps. I still suck them, see, see, see. Set up, but if you're the caller, thanks for calling in. I don't know if we can hear you. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Oh, hey.
Yes, yes. I've been listening to the show. This is Jamal.
Jamal.
I talked to you earlier. Good choice playing the
Sago. Oh, hey. Yo. Thanks for tuning in, bro.
No worries. It's great. Good choice for the first show.
Thanks.
Respect you, ladies. Good music. I'm tuning in.
No, thanks.
Keep doing your thing. I knew it takes a minute to get the phones working.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, glad I could have it work. I was like, I don't know if it's going to work, but yeah, Crimes and Treasons. Tune in.
Keep doing your thing, Bailey. It's good. I'm going to listen to the rest of it. I'm going to let y'all get back into it.
All right. Sweet. Thanks for calling in.
No worries. Take care.
See ya. All right, you're listening to Saxophone La Nuit on CITR 101.9 FM. And we've got Miss Sago's album playing here tonight. We just had a little taste of Remembering Sundays, but I thought we could pause it and kind of like talk a little bit. I've got my friend Abina here today in the studio telling us about this album and a little bit about music in general. Yeah. Like, you should come talk on the show more often.
I think I
will. Because we need your perspective here on Saxophone à la Permitie, Saxophone la Nuit. Because, yeah, we kind of talk about in the afternoon, I'll talk about saxophone music in the 60s and 70s and how it kind of went from jazz to improvisation. And a lot of saxophonists were kind of like, yeah, we're not restricted to jazz. Like, this is musical expression. Mm-hmm. This is the Black experience expressed mm-hmm. through music. Albert Ayler often says, he has a track called Universal Message, and it's kind of like a universal language expressed through music, and the saxophone is kind of like an important medium in Black culture. And yeah, you heard it here on Masego's album. I mean, he plays saxophone and all of the other instruments, so... Yeah, but before we listen to Remembering Sundays, I don't know. I thought we could just talk a little bit about the tracks. Like, what's your favorite track on the album? I know you want to talk about Afraid of Water, but also, like, I don't know. I think What You Want to Try, I really enjoy that just because.
Yeah. Like, he was really smart for picking out those samples. I can't lie. Yeah. Like, I was shocked when I first heard, like, that whole like musical turn that he took towards Tom's Diner. And then in his main hook, he was sampling Craig David's What's Your Flavor? And I'm just like, what's your flavor? That's crazy. Putting British garage music with 90s indie pop. That's crazy. Yeah. Shout out to Black creatives, honestly. Yeah, Black artists who put themselves out there.
Well, one topic I'll kind of talk about a bit on my show is Derrida's concept of hauntology, and I guess also the Afrodiaspora. So one thing in this paper that I'll often cite by Mark Fisher talks about how a lot of Black music with the samples and like references is sort of like rhythmic psychedelia because it's like Black music is literally ahead of its time because of the displacement. And yeah, I just think it's cool. It's like, I like the word hauntological also because recorded music is kind of ghostly in that sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's just a topic I like to talk about on Saxophone à la Primitive. And it's especially important to hip hop and rap on Saxophone la Nuit with sampling. I think one of my favorite samples is, it's a John Coltrane and Duke Ellington sample on Ghostface Killah's song Malcolm, where he samples not only one of the greatest saxophonists, John Coltrane, but he also has Malcolm X sampled in there too. And then some freestyle. And so it's probably like one of my favorite rap tracks. But yeah.
I don't even know what my favorite sample is because I just get surprised when I can fully recognize one. Like, I just feel like it's so intelligent the way artists use samples and just like remix them into their own thing, incorporate them into their song in such a way that pushes you to know what the original is while also enjoying the new version. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, it's also preserving like an important aspect of history.
Yeah.
So in a way, like
what you said about hauntology is preservation, because when you record music, it stays there long after you're gone.
Yeah,
you know, like haunting.
Yeah. And a lot of Black history is like you can find it in music.
In music,
it's really important. And in like music history curriculums, it's really important not to skip over. Like, especially if it's American music.
Absolutely.
Like, you have to have a good understanding of, like, the Black experience in music to understand American music. Not just African-American music, but American music.
American music in general. Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think it's so important as well just to... I think that's just why no one can really imitate us.
Yeah.
Like, the conversation around appropriation is always important. And I know non-Black people just sigh. I'm like, appropriation this, appropriation that. But I want to tell you to pipe down because, like, it's not your history. You don't understand. And I think you should sit down and listen whenever we talk about appropriation because this is visceral. This is haunting. This is our history that's played back to us. You might listen to a little regular, you know, like, hip-hop song and only hear talking about ass shaking, talking about making money, talking about the big cars and the big rings and all that's great and all that. We hear it too, and that's what the song might be. But in looking at its place in a long history of Black creativity and Black excellence, it's so very important that everyone recognizes where it comes from and our power that we keep defending in making music like this. So... imitation is the highest form of flattery is a very irritating phrase to me just because you can't dispossess Black music from Black people because then you're just going to end up with a mess. You're just going to end up with pretty much plagiarism.
Yeah. Well, you can't talk about the Black perspective without the Black perspective.
Without the Black perspective. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But apart from that, just a point I wanted to make, that appropriation is always something I'm going to be 10 toes down about, and I will never stop talking about it, whatever it is. I might listen to Korean hip-hop. I might listen to Korean R&B. That doesn't mean I'm not going to look at it critically. That doesn't mean I don't recognize that this is not right. Like, it's a great song, but I know you guys are not paying the respect that you should be paying. Like, let's be very honest. As well as Afraid of Water. I want to talk about Afraid of Water just because the song itself is kind of lighthearted. It's just him talking about a girl who's shallow, as in shallow-minded, as in she doesn't take interest in talking about deeper topics with him, what those deeper topics might be. He doesn't really explain, but whenever he has conversations with her, she can't really reciprocate. She's not really interested in all of that. And I'm like, you know what? You go, girl. Bimbo chic. I love it. like
Bimbo
you,
chic.
You have the right to be smooth brain, girl. You go. Don't let him force you to think. I hate it. Like, I hate that. Speaking from an academic perspective, never going to let a man force me to think. I hate that. like, I hate that. But I get where he's coming from. Like, you want to have deeper conversations with me. I'm like, okay, girl, like, sir, whatever you want. But the way he puts in imagery with shallow-minded versus shallow water, the imagery that goes on through the song, like, she's afraid of water. She's afraid of deep thinking. One day I saw her at a pool, so she might have seen her at a date. And she was out here stunting, but still not wanting to talk about deeper issues. My baby girl is shallow.
This guy's a poet.
She's afraid of water. I'm like, this is poetry. I'm just like, it's simple, but it's imagery that really has you thinking. It's playful, but it's so good. And
artistic,
of course, talking
genius.
About like Black people's histories with water, like very dark histories with water. And I think in my opinion, it's a very cool way to reclaim that very dark history and dark past of transatlantic slavery and the histories that we have with water that aren't very good. Us not being able to swim, not really being much of a stereotype, because one dark part of American history that they used to poison swimming pools so Black people wouldn't get in them, and we would get scared like of getting in the water after. So there's generations of Black people in the U.S. who just don't know how to swim, also because of, you know, not having access to resources to swimming teachers. Because that's also difficult to find, you know. But just, I guess, pushing back against all this and just turning such a dark symbol and history into something that's just, I want to go on a little date with someone who can reciprocate a conversation I'm talking about. You know, who knows what I'm talking about? I want to talk about poetry with water, going to a pool. She's in her bikini. She's looking great. But we don't talk about anything except for her lashes or her nails. You know, it's just fun. It's funny. And at the end of it, he's just simulating a conversation being like, oh, I was telling her about this little thing and she was like, huh? Like, he's such an actor. It's so funny. Like, he voices all of it, and it's like you're watching a little show. Like, love it. He's such a great artist. Yeah.
Actually, that's one thing I kind of noticed listening to a lot of hip hop and rap. There's always like intros, outros, interludes, like all the tracks like kind of mesh into one another. And yeah, the whole album is always a work of art.
Of course.
So again, Black excellence.
Black excellence, yeah.
But we're going to play Remembering Sundays. Mm-hmm. And just a note about Sunday, I guess. Duke Ellington's Come Sunday, I guess, was a pivotal moment in not only jazz, but in musical composition for Sunday. The church is really important. Spirituality is really important in music. Yeah, I don't know if this is necessarily a reference, but yeah, Duke Ellington's Come Sunday was kind of like a pivotal moment.
Mm-hmm.
And other artists that kind of play on the theme of Sunday in church. We've got Anthony Braxton does a version of Come Sunday. We give that a listen to all the time on saxophone at La Pierre Midi at 1 p.m. So tune in, but let's listen to the track.
I remember Sunday afternoon time when the world was something large and strange. I remember Sunday after school time chasing after sunlight, let me home. The memories buying trinkets from my childhood, and I'm thinking life has lemons, lemony snicket, snickering at books on the blanket. Now I see this in my dreams, now it's my reality. Now I'm on your TV screen, but this time I can hear your scream. I remember Sunday. Some days
Matter of fact,
who cares?
They wanna put me with those other guys. They wanna see me in my darkest light. They wanna take away my latitude. They wanna navigate where I can move. Let's go back to Africa.
Point of being famous.
Don't think I wanna be famous no more. Dave Chappelle vibes, move to Africa. I can take you girls, get your fashion seen. It's too small out here. I want Memphis, that's the beat. Famous, baby, let me hear. Don't think I wanna be famous no more. Dave Chappelle vibes, move to Africa. I can take you guys. Your passion seems it's too small out here. I want me to face that's the cheese.
I get it, I know they were famous cause of record label. But I feel like everybody back in the day.
Listening to the saxophone on me on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the CITR Musqueam territory in Vancouver. You're here with me and Abina in the studio listening to Masego. New album just came out March 4th. And yeah, he's gonna be here in Vancouver soon. So,
like, I don't think y'all know how sad I am to not go see him.
So I want
to
get us a ticket.
Such a banger, it's and I'm like, so seeing good. Him play saxophone live to all of this would be groundbreaking. I went to see Thundercat earlier last summer.
Oh, I was there.
Yeah,
too.
I'm so sad we weren't like linked up by then because we would have had such a good time.
That was such a good.
It was such a good concert, and I feel like Masego would have the same kind of energy, just playing all his ad libs on the saxophone. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
Yeah,
but yeah. Let's not get too sad about not going because that's not gonna fix nothing. But
you know,
Who Cares Anyway has like several good themes. Who Cares Anyway is like a really good song. Like it feels like one of my underrated favorites. Like not in my top, but whenever I listen to it, I'm like, this is so good. He talks about not being famous, which is like, sir,
nah, he's sir, famous. You know, we're on his you're website famous. Right now, he's
you know,
famous.
You know, you're famous. Don't be trying
Capital
to hide
Records.
It. Like, don't be acting up. You're famous. We all know. But he also talks about a little bit about escapism. He's just like, who pushed the needle? Who put that forward? He's just, I feel like he's talking about the importance of recognizing the importance of Black music and how groundbreaking it is for everyone else to imitate around the world. Like, Black music being a global phenomenon is kind of crazy. And him talking about that a little bit is very much, I'm like, yeah, you better let him know. Like, you being a Black creative, there's no one better place to talk about who's pushing the needle to ask people who's at the forefront of it all. Because I'm like, yeah, no, it's us. And you a great example of that. And he says in one line, like, let's go back to Africa. And I'm just, like, reminded of his album that came right before this 3 years ago on escapism and travel. And I think that's just what came to mind with me because I'm just like, I love hearing about the Black diaspora talk about imaginations of Africa and thinking about homeland and thinking about travel. Like, that's so, like, reclaiming movement is what's so great to me. Movement is resistance, you know, because in the past, movement is what's used as the most violent way to oppress us. Forcefully moving us, making us forcefully move is still used as a violent tactic to suppress us. If you look at the migrations of Africans towards Europe, to which we are faced with horrific treatment on the part of European governments. And I think just being able to talk about escapism, about travel, though it's a very class-based thing to do. I'm like, you need to have a certain amount of income, amount of luck to be able to travel, and we should recognize that because we are intersectional in this room. Like, we know, But being able to just reclaim the possibility of movement, I think, is so important.
Yeah,
it's so liberating.
That's like also something that a composer I've studied, William Grant Still, talks about and I guess exemplifies in a lot of his symphonies. Yeah, African diaspora, y'all. Mm-hmm. But this is Bye Bye My Love playing right now. One of your favorites?
There's one of my favorites.
I guess Who Cares Anyway is also like...
So many. But like Bye Bye My Love, Black Anime, Saks Fifth Avenue, Who Cares Anyway,
so the
and
album.
Two Sides. Two Sides, also his favorite. Okay. And In Style, yeah.
Well, Two Sides is next, in brackets, I'm So Gemini.
Yeah.
He's a Gemini?
He is a Gemini, I know. Ooh. Very big red flag,
uh-oh. But like...
But you know, you pass. He
yeah,
passes.
He's good.
He
he's
passes
good.
The
he's
test.
Good. He's aware.
He's aware.
But yeah.
Gemini man, that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Like I'm just like, no. I'm sorry, bro.
No. Yo, I dated a Gemini man.
Oh no.
You don't know.
I'm so sorry, babe.
It's chill. But yeah. Say You Want Me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we'll be back. Let's take a little break. We'll be back. Let's just jam.
Finish it. All night long, I let you on. Can't stay for long. It's alright, I'm moving on. And you wanna play on when the sun goes down. Call my name, oh, say you want me. Aye, aye, when the sun goes down. Oh, leave me lonely. Let me get lost in the night. Aye, 2 years I've been suffering, but I fought for your right. Aye, I never wanna see the day that I'm not in your life. It gets on my way. So is I'm on my way. It's alright. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I lie. I know you wanna feel the shine. No way. I lie. But every time I say the light, I fade into white. So don't waste your night off of me. Yeah. Who you like? Just don't stray your eyes off of me.
All night long, I let you on. Can't stay for long.
My shoes, I break, red God, you saying he lose, must be in my DNA, must be what she see in me, hold up, I'ma break it down for you, start to the bed, then on the ground with you, then I pick it back up, spin around with you, to the edge of the bed for a round or two, the turn is like one dose, then I rest it almost, barely missed it, one post, finish it, finish it. Oh, say you won't be just another one. Not tonight, make it right. I wanna believe it. It's you that I wanna see. But you gotta mean it. Don't say that I'm on your knees. Stop talking, let it show. Oh, stop talking, let it show. If you're talking, let me know how you're gonna take control. I know you're watching me. Give me the fruit, my diet is out the line. Think of the light as lime.
and I ain't back to my two sides. I got a foolish lie. Ooh, right now, I be whatever you like.
I'm gonna say I might be. Damn, are we the same? Cause you like me.
Two sides. Choose your fighter, I'll be your type. Is it firelight, times or Gemini? Gemini, who you trying to see tonight? See tonight.
Cause I got
two sides.
Are you drinking my wine? Who are you looking at right now? Literally sitting here having dinner with you, and you're staring at her, and you're still drinking my wine.
Delicious.
If you get up there and you go over there and talk to her, this is it, honestly. Masego, are you serious?
This is it. Watch out. Hey, attention, attention. If you look to seat number 4, table 3, that's my ex right there. I'm finna sing to her. I was a work in progress when she met me, but now I'm kind of up right now, you know what I mean? Cheers.
You never visit me. You never visit me.
Space, different zone, innovate in a homes with my face. On my phone took the bait when they sold me the drink, and I drove to the great. See his zones and I paid for it. You were there when I told you the plan. You were sold, and we made it a goal to remain till we old. Took the L, then I vague, elevate my mistakes, and I got real estate, just a house all the grace.
You never visit me. You never visit me. You never visit me. You never go and see. You never visit me. You never visit me. You never visit me. You never go and see.
I feel I'm on a high. Can you see me now? I just wanna close my eyes. I'm down, dizzy from the spin. I'm so giddy when I know you're back in town. She would visit me every winter. December is a month I give her heat. Run from blizzards east. She from under, underneath. She be under me. Wake up then she overseas. Say she over me. Called up, no, she got a hold on me.
You never visit me. You never visit me. You never visit me. You never come and see. You never visit me. You never visit me. You never visit me. You never come and see.
Home of the hardest. House party. Get it started. Invite homeless. Home with the hardest. House party. Get it started. Invite only. Home with the hardest. House party. Get started. Invite only. Home with a hardest. House party. Get it started. Invite only. Home with a hardest. House party. Get it started. Invite only. Home with a hardest. House party. Get it started. Invite only.
You never visit me. You never visit me. You never visit me.
Boy, you silly as hell.
Man, what?
You sung at an Ethiopian restaurant.
I mean, like...
People know you now. You can't be doing that.
Look, man, don't nobody know me, man. It's...
Oh, what's going on, baby?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, what's up? Look, man, that's cool, but I'm not messing with my fans. Like, in the mire, maybe.
Shoot, but go ahead, get acclimated and activated then. You ain't starting, man.
I was in the style. No, I was in the style. I went on the team. I had not arrived. Ain't felt like a king. They told me I'm tired. They told me don't sing. Now look at me, please. Yeah.
Maybe that's my favorite, I guess.
See, let you know. I told you. Yeah.
I always have to get a good horn section in on saxophone, allo paramedian saxophone.
No, for real.
But yeah, we're on Eternal Sunshine, last track on the album. And yeah, thanks Sabina for recommending this album. I've never listened to Masego in my life. I kind of live under a rock, so, you know. If I do listen to music, I don't even want to say it.
That's chill.
This is probably one of the best albums I've heard in a while. 14 songs, 44 minutes, Capitol Records, Masego, plays his own saxophone on his own tracks, and does everything else.
The only thing I'm sad about in this album is that it wasn't longer.
It's short. It is short.
It feels short because you're just spending almost an hour jamming and it still doesn't feel like enough. I'm like, give me more.
Yeah.
I'm honestly praying on an extended like play for this. Like, I'm praying on a deluxe version.
Oh,
I'm
you
like,
know
bro,
he's gonna do
please.
Some more at the concert.
I feel like
good.
After 3 years, you gotta have a deluxe version in store. Like, come on, I know you do.
Well, like, Dang, I wish we had tickets to the concert, because I bet he's gonna pull out some crazy solos. Like, I bet all the tracks are probably just extended, like,
live. That would be so sensational, yeah.
So, you know, Sega.
In Style is just so crazy to me, because, like, you feel like that's the big bombastic end, but then he comes in with Eternal Sunshine, and it's just like, you know, yeah. I'm gonna take you back to, like, a slower... little like slower vibe, so that you know when you repeat the album over again it doesn't feel like that much of a jarring difference.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why he ended it on that note, you know, because Black Anime also starts out a little bit slow, even though it's also like a really good moderate pace, but if you end on In Style and it just loops back to Black Anime, it feels abrupt. I'm not gonna lie, it would feel abrupt if he didn't put in Eternal Sunshine. Yeah.
We'll go back with Black Anime.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it's so, like, there's just so much to say about this album, and never feels over. And I remember your point about, like, we were talking about, No. We were talking about freeform and jazz. Improv and jazz. And the song that I forgot about while I was talking to you about it, we were talking about how it feels so spiritual when jazz is being done in free form.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really do recognize as well. When I look at, like, when I watch live jazz shows and I watch, like, female, like, scatters.
Yeah.
Like, they close their eyes and they just, like, do it with their whole chest.
Yeah, because they're soloing.
Go where the music takes them.
And that's
it's
why
amazing.
They kind of opened up, Ornette Coleman at least was like, you need to open up jazz to, like, it's free. It's not even jazz. This is,
absolutely.
Like, this is creativity, like, being expressed in its, like, purest form. Like, these people are improvising. And, like,
do you listen to Jill Scott?
No. Jill Scott.
No, babes.
Jill
like,
Scott. Yeah,
black
help
music.
Me. Help
like,
me.
Black music. I can't tell. Go anywhere without people recognizing the greats. Jill Scott. She is not only like an Academy Award winning actress, but she is an incredibly respected singer. Jill Scott? Oh, absolutely. The thing she's done for R&B, neo-soul, and even a little bit of jazz in there. Her song, Free, beautiful.
What is Jill Scott going?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the next show.
Maybe on the next show, but like whenever I listen to Free, I think she might have improv that song actually, like in the lyrics and in the way she just sang it. I love listening to improv by, you know, like black R&B and jazz singers. It's just so, you know, otherworldly to me, I think.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can check out the Tricentric Foundation. I talk about that a lot. Sorry, listeners, check out the Tricentric Foundation. Anthony Braxton has a bunch of research papers that kind of talk about performance practice and the way he approaches it, which is completely different take than the Western classical tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, in the Western classical tradition, improvisation is kind of like thrown out the window. And it's kind of like taboo because it's very much like follow the paper, follow the notes, follow the markings.
And that's honestly racially motivated.
Yeah.
That's honestly
and
racially
it's,
motivated.
It Let's only not lie. Like it only gets more and more specific, it feels like, in contemporary music. But Anthony Braxton, he's also a composer and he has music that you can reference to, but a lot of it is, the point of it is trying to like free you from the paper to sort of facilitate improvisation. But that's besides the point. You can listen to saxophone a la Primitive if you want to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're on Saxophone La Nuit tonight. And yeah, Masego is adding saxophone to his tracks on the album. And, you know, that's a part of it. We go from improvisation, kind of from free jazz in the 60s and 70s, spiritual jazz, all of that, kind of moving into improvisation and contemporary music. But basically the point I'm trying to make on Saxophone La Nuit is it's important not to forget that contemporary music includes hip-hop and rap, and the improvisationalists that are featured, whether it be in samples or soloists, this is a contemporary music that exists today. And, you know, just because it's hip-hop and rap, R&B and soul, Afrobeats, whatever it is, doesn't mean that it's not contemporary music that, you know, fits into the historical curriculum, or, I don't know.
Reform music school curriculums, actually.
Yeah.
Reform curriculums.
Yeah, because at the rate we're going at now, it doesn't seem like this is going to be accounted for. So, you know,
absolutely
it's important.
Not. Yeah.
And yeah, because I don't think they haven't really touched really on the contributions jazz has had on contemporary music. And, you know, it's connected not only to improvisation, but also to the saxophone, which is why this album is such a great fit for Saxophone La Nuit.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back with the first.
Like, the minute I heard it, I thought of you when you told me about your show. I was like, you need to have it on your show, like a listening party for Masego. Because if there's anyone who's going to be on this show, it's going to be him.
Yeah.
And so, I think we should go into his discography, too, because I definitely want to talk about his Traveling Abroad album, because it's also so cool how he constantly references the, you know, traveling and being in, going from Africa to the Caribbean to around the world. I'm just like, yes,
let's give a little taste. Let's go back in. We're gonna play some more of Black Anime because it's so good, and let's just do a little taste for the next episode of Masego's discography, because
Play Tado.
Tado?
Yeah, T-A-D-O-W. That's like probably his biggest hit.
Wait, is this right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if I can get it. MacBook Pro 2012. Pretty slow.
She's doing her best. But Tado's probably like his biggest hit. Do you wanna hear
my last name? Wow, my Apple Music hates me. But yeah, you're listening to Saxophone La Nuit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And yeah, we just jammed out to Masego's new album, just came out, and he's going to be here next week, I believe, in Vancouver, so catch that if you have tickets. I am jealous, but also just the fact that he's blessing Vancouver with his presence is amazing.
Absolutely.
In that of itself. So, you know, happy that he's even here and that people here get to see him, because yeah,
I was shocked it sold out. I thought I had a chance. I was like, oh, what do you mean I'm not special?
Take it back now, y'all. This is the only cha-cha slide I'm ever going to play now. Okay, here we go. Wait, I have seen this.
Yeah, it's him. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm shocked you don't know Tado, because this is like his biggest hit.
No, I do. I just didn't know.
Yeah,
it was Masego.
Yeah,
okay, hold
him.
Up. I'm going to put a little pause on Black Anime here.
Building your online business?
Got the ad. Mute that. Don't need that.
Like, I'm not paying for YouTube Premium, girl. You don't got to make me...
Whoa, when did this come out? 5 years ago?
This was his peak.
I didn't know this was him.
Yeah, this was his breakout, I feel.
I remember listening to this.
Like, Tado was definitely his breakout, but only, like, the real one stayed. Like,
dang. He's got the passport percussion that he just did in the mic. Dang. So, this is, I guess, improvised and recorded at Red Bull Studios in Paris.
Yep. Improvised.
Yeah.
Improvised.
He's got his alto saxophone here. I'm curious about this.
I just think it's a power move that one of your biggest hits is improv. Just recorded improv.
When it's like, as a musician, as a performer myself, to just have a song like this, just completely improvise and then like riff over your own shit on a saxophone, like you've got to have some mad skills.
No, like you can hear
there's a lot
the minute
going
he starts
on.
To play that his skills are crazy. I wonder if he's like classically trained or if it's just all self-taught.
Well, did he go to Wikipedia?
Jamaican and African American, let's go 100% black. I can hear the Andre 3000 references for sure.
But honestly, one thing I will say, like, you know, I'm from Calgary. I went to school with a lot of white people. But there's always, like, you'll always find the black community in not only the jazz scene, but, like, saxophones. And I don't know what it is, but, like...
Oh, wow.
Maybe it's just the culture But the saxophone is really important to like American history. And so I kind of like think about it as like the medium of the expression of Black experience in music. I don't know.
He's not classically trained.
Yeah.
He self-taught the drums and then
piano,
sax, and drum machines.
A lot of Black musicians also, I feel like, can learn by ear really well. Because of like the music that they grew up listening to.
Very much that's testament to Black creativity.
Learning by ear is like one of the most important things when it comes to improv. And I think that's why a lot of classical musicians struggle with improv, because they spend their whole life learning music on the paper, from the page,
by the rules.
So it's hard to break free from that. And but yeah, when you learn from ear, you kind of like ingrain, you know, the movements and the notes and your techniques with the sounds that you're hearing rather than like what you're looking at on the page. So I'm not surprised that he can just like, you know, pull out a solo on the saxophone. But yeah, I'm curious what kind of saxophone he has. Sounds amazing. Anyways, we're just kind of like riffing now, but thanks for listening to Saxophone La Nuit, CITR. It's 12:18 a.m. now, and we'll be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Saxophone à la Primidi. Tune in if you want to get hauntological and ominous as I search for... Well, I now have an official set of music to play, but I'll be broadcasting my recital March 19th at 1:30 p.m. And yeah, tune in on a Tuesday before that to hear a little sneak peek of what I'm going to play. But yeah, we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.